From NPR in Los Angeles, I'm Tavis Smiley. Beyond entertainment, animated series can present social issues to young viewers, helping them deal with problems like peer pressure and discrimination. The Disney animated series The Proud Family does just that. Let's take a listen as the show's star, Penny Proud, deals with one of the many issues making her way through teendom.
Due to a desire to make people aware of accomplishments of Negroes, Dr. Carter G. Woodson created...
Don't you mean African Americans, Mr. Webb?
Well, in 1926, when Dr. Woodson started Negro History Week, that was the name African Americans were called. In February 1976, Negro History Week became Black History Month.
What's the chance of the month going back to just a week?
Yeah, that's cute, Miss Jones, but even if it was a week, it wouldn't get you out of this assignment.
Oh, man!
What's wrong?
It's just boring. Every year we get the same assignment. What happened in the past has happened. This is the 21st century. Why do we have to keep going over it? We're all hip-hop now.
Well, like my mama used to tell me, Miss Proud, a person who doesn't understand his past won't have a future. Class dismissed.
Joining me now are Bruce Smith, creator and executive producer of The Proud Family, and the star of the animated series, Kyla Pratt, who is the voice of Penny Proud. Welcome to both of you.
What's up?
Thank you.
It's good to be here.
Bruce, tell me about the premise of The Proud Family.
Well, you know, basically it sets itself up in, sort of a suburban area in animation world.
Mm-hmm.
And it deals with the plight of Penny Proud. Growing up, she's a 14-year-old. She has parents who are somewhat old school, you know, in terms of their discipline style.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's great because there's never been an animated show specifically that deals with African Americans as principal characters that have allowed us to sort of go into this territory, you know, that's sort of somewhat similar to, like, say, The Simpsons or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Why has it taken this long to have an animated series that features African-American characters in the lead?
It really comes down to the industry itself. The animation industry is probably represented by, like, maybe 3 to 5% African-American artists overall. And you need artists to bring that voice to the forefront. And I've been in this industry for about 20 years now, and I've worked on various projects. And so given the opportunity to develop a project of this nature, I jumped on it right away because the field is wide open and no one else is going to be doing it anytime soon. So right away, I mean, I just set up the concept of just this this family that was sort of like, you know, when we think about, African-Americans animation, we think about Fat Albert. And also the stuff of like the 40s that's not so flattering.
Mm-hmm.
So I simply wanted to steer away from that and stay very sort of contemporary, you know, because us as a people, we've come such a long way. And I think this is a way to sort of express where we are.
What's the real significance of an animated series specifically to African-American youth and, for that matter, kids of color at large?
Well, I think it's, for one, you know, when we watch TV just like every other population. And I think it's important for African Americans to see themselves reflected, you know, on television. I think one of the best compliments that I've received from the show is that people tell me that, you know, Sugar Mama is just like my grandma. You know, I know Penny Proud. She lives right next door to me. I mean, those are the things that you want people to identify with when they watch the show.
Mm-hmm. So, Kyla, why this project? Why Penny Proud?
Penny just seems like any other normal teenager. She's going through things that I'm going through or that I've gone through or that I will be going through in the future. So, like, it's for everybody, grown-ups that can look back on it like, yeah, I went through that. I was in that same situation, you know, I did the same thing and it worked out well. Or I was in that situation and I did something really wrong, but I see what I could have done and it would have made it a lot easier.
Okay, since you're talking to me in such general terms, let me ask you to give me an example of something that Penny has dealt with on the show that you have gone through in your own life.
What Penny has dealt with on the show, I think one thing was the one episode she was trying to play football and the coach was very, very
sexist.
Yes, very sexist. He did not want me to be on the team because I was a girl, and I went through that. I always wanted to play basketball and thought about football, but I was like, nah, I ain't about to get hit by no boys or whatever. But I've always tried, and I think if I would have went on with the situation, if I would have tried to do the football thing, then I would have went through the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
That it gets people thinking like that. That's why I like the cartoon, and I like my voice being heard through this character.
When you say you like your voice being heard through this character, does that mean that you are allowed to offer your input I mean, you were how closely do you work with Bruce in making sure that the character is true to life and in terms of letting your voice come through in the character?
Well, basically, with their writing is how I feel. Mm-hmm. It's like I can relate to whatever they're writing about. They never write anything where I'm like, oh, that's a little edgy, that's a little pushy, why would she say this, why would she say that? Mm-hmm. Most of the time, we agree on what's going on.
And a lot of times, too, you know, we get into the studio and the guys have you know, we've written the scripts. And a lot of times we get Kyla to translate lines the way she would speak it. Because, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, we are older writers. We have kids. Right. But, you know, it's a bunch of 30-year-old guys up in there.
What's the biggest distinction, Kyla, between doing an animated series and, for that matter, of course, the voice in an animated series and what you do on one-on-one?
To me, the big difference is I don't have to get made up. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love
about
it.
You like that, huh?
Because I can't stand people pulling at my hair and doing my makeup. And they always want to make me look all extra girly on one-on-one. And I'm just like, oh, can I wear my hair down and be plain? They're like, no, you can't do that.
Right.
But with Proud Family, I can just roll to work in some sweats. Well, I don't really wear sweats that much. But if I roll to work, I can just roll comfortable.
Right.
And I can just sit there and be comfortable instead of being all done up and eating this makeup on my face. I just sit there and be relaxed, mm-hmm. and they treat me real cool, so I can just be relaxed instead of, like, when people come to interview me on set, they say, oh, wear this, wear that, and I just come in some jeans and a shirt, and they be right. like, oh, that's cute. So it's easier doing the Proud mm-hmm. Family.
Bruce, the Proud Family going into its second season, how do you go about figuring out what kind of topics you want to cover in a particular season as it relates to young people?
Well, I think this season it's a little easier for us, actually, because we've already sort of established the direction that we want to take this show.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, for Disney, I mean, it's been a real reach because we've been trying to define the show, you know, for the first 22 episodes. And so now it's much easier. I mean, we've expanded with our different characters in the show. So not only can we tell a story from Penny's point of view, but we also get to tell the stories from, you know, Oscar's point of view, the father.
Mm-hmm.
We add Trudy in, all of her friends, you know, Dejanay and Zoe and La Cienega and you know, I mentioned Sugar Mama. So mm-hmm. we have lots of places to go.
When you got into this, did you see this as just another gig, another opportunity, another job? Or did you recognize from the very beginning that here was an opportunity to do something in terms of reaching out to young people, in terms of educating them in a way that you couldn't even do necessarily on one-on-one?
Yeah, when I first got this, I actually auditioned for it with a whole bunch of other girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just reading it, and I was like, oh, this seems like it's going to be a really cool little show. But at first, when I got it, I was like, okay, this is another gig. This is mm-hmm. just something to do because I love acting.
Sure.
But then when I got into it, I was like, oh, this is sending out a positive message to little kids, adults, teenagers, and what we say tweens, is people mm-hmm. between teenagers and kids. It's a positive message, and I'm glad that I'm able to set a positive to be a positive role model to young people, because I'm the oldest of five kids and I'm always having somebody look up to me. But now I have other people looking up to me, not just because I'm older than them, just because I'm being a good influence.
How much of a burden is that, Bruce, at all? When I say burden, I mean, is it a burden to have to carry that responsibility of doing an animated series that needs to send positive messages as opposed to doing what people in this business do stuff just to entertain people?
Well, you know, you when I set this show up, I mean, I think, you know, from day one, it was about not necessarily having the burden of every African-American animated show on my shoulders, as opposed to just simply saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to have fun. I'm a responsible human being, so I know I'm going to be responsible in trying to tell these stories. So I really didn't have a problem with that. And I think, you know, as a whole, you know, when I set up the studio to do this, I mean, we wanted to sort of have lots of different projects. I mean, Proud Family being one of them. But, you know, at Jambalaya, it's like lots of projects to sort of assemble and speak every voice.
Mm-hmm. All right. The most important question, how can folk tune in to see The Proud Family?
The Proud Family comes on every Friday at 7 p.m., Saturday at 7 p.m., and Sunday at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
also. But what's more important is that we're moving to ABC this fall. And I think we're going to be sandwiched between Recess and their new show, Kim Possible. So, and we're still going to be playing on the Disney Channel at 7 p.m. on Fridays also.
Kyla Pratt and Bruce Smith of Disney's The Proud Family. Nice to see you both. Thanks for coming by to see us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.